podcast for two friends, got by the fire from our fun film perspectives. I'm Janina.
And I'm Luke.
And today, I'm very excited about this one. We're talking about the gay and wondrous life of Caleb Gallo.
The gay and wondrous life of Caleb Gallo was created, written, directed, edited, and stars Brian Jordan Alvarez, along with others.
So he is very big on TikTok right now. I don't know if you've seen him. I'm super into his characters. He's very funny. I really like him. I've been following him since this, and he's been doing really well lately.
He is, like, a relatively successful actor. So Dinian was the one that wanted to watch this show.
Yeah.
Because we are finding it uniquely interesting to fill our content without crossing the picket line.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been adapting into interesting realms.
I actually have more YouTube series we could explore, but you're against YouTube miniseries. I was real into them, and I watched this like around when it came out. I remember.
They're just not my vibes.
I like them.
They're like they're not my vibes. I liked this in spite of itself.
Mm.
Like, I didn't like it being a YouTube series, but I liked it enough that it could get over that. But yeah. It just barely did.
But I hadn't seen it since it originally came out. And honestly, this rewatch I actually liked way better than when I first saw it. When I first saw it, I liked certain things about it, and it won me over in the end. This time I liked it, like, the whole way through. Mm. And I think it's extremely fast-paced, and the same with the humor and the dialogue, and a lot of the humor is like really odd, so you have to like get on board really fast, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that aspect, having seen it before and knowing what I was in for really helped in terms of like I was like down immediately, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite character was Freckle.
Really? I didn't know if you were gonna like Freckle. I love Freckle.
Freckle's a character that the show very early on figures out a little bit of Freckle goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't overuse them.
Yeah.
They really do use them smartly.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated that resistance.
Yeah.
I also liked our lead character, Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Brian.
Yeah.
And then it was Stephanie cooing as Karen.
His best friend.
Yes.
They have a really good dynamic.
Yes. I liked those three.
Yeah.
I didn't like, what's the one guy, he wants to be an actor and then they like force him into being a good line reader?
Len.
Yeah. I liked Benjamin. Him too. Yeah, I liked him too. But yeah. The other two guys.
You didn't like Billy?
No, I didn't really like them.
You didn't like Billy? Why didn't you like Billy?
Billy the one that's British? Or...
No, Billy's a straight guy.
Okay. Didn't like Billy. I felt Billy was annoying.
Why?
It's whined. But
I really like Billy.
I like
all of them. You don't like his husband?
No.
He never did a single thing wrong. Why don't you like him?
He didn't do anything. It's just he was more of a product than a storyline or a character. He's just like a thing that people were going for or trying to avoid. I didn't see him as a character.
Okay. So you didn't like that about the character?
He wasn't a character. He was just a thing.
Okay, but you're saying you didn't like the character.
No.
Is that what you didn't like about it?
Yeah. I just didn't like it. He was kind of boring.
Okay.
He was the least interesting.
Okay.
There's very little there.
I still like him.
Okay.
So the first episode. Okay, broadly, the show follows Caleb over a few days. There's like a week or something jump after the first episode and the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the rest happens over the course of like a little bit. And then I think we have one other time jump after that. But, yeah, it's very fast-paced, as I said. Caleb is in school. He's a master's student. And then the rest of his friends are all actors. He's in love with Billy, who's his straight friend, who's not very straight. And then he's also in love with Benicio. Benicio was in LA, they had a little love affair. Then he had to leave because he's British, which I don't think he has a British accent, which is interesting.
No. It was confusing. They should have just made him Canadian.
Yeah, they should have made him Canadian. I don't know why they were
trying to do this, like, he's British, but he's in Canada. I think they wanted it to be like, that's the joke.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny.
It was not funny. It was confusing and unnecessary.
It's not that confusing.
It was a poorly written joke.
No, it's not. I completely disagree.
The show has a lot of well-written jokes. That is a poorly written one.
No, it's not.
It is so...
What do you mean poorly written?
It's trying to be funny because it's confusing, but it's not funny. It's just... needlessly complex. You should have made it more confusing if you wanted it to be confusing.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, they should have just made him Canadian though, because he doesn't have an English accent. Or they should have had him had an English accent. Anyway, so they are kind of doing long distance and they seem really committed, but Caleb is like, I don't know, maybe it's not real. And then he's also like a little man slut. And so he's having these side shenanigans, and that's kind of the central drama of the show. And then Freckle is just there being Freckle, and later we meet Caleb's sister as well, who is a weird side character, and that's her, that's all her thing. So it starts, and Caleb sets up a bunch of dates because Len, short for Lenjamin, which I think is really funny, is going by. But he's going by for, like, the vibes. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't actually want to go by. So he's talking to Caleb about if he knows any non-binary people who will help him, like, ease into it. And then Freckle calls. And it's... I like this series in the car when, like, everyone's calling Caleb. Freckle calls and is like, I heard that Len is looking for a non-binary courtesan, which I thought was cute. Anyway, so he sets up Freckle and Len, and then he also sets up Billy and his friend. Who's his friend? Redhead girl? Karen.
Yeah.
Karen and Caleb have really convincing best friend chemistry.
Yes.
Which I really like. And then I also really enjoy... So, over the next few episodes... The first date between Karen and Billy goes horribly, and then the next episode, which is like a week later, Karen is back into Billy, which is really interesting. I wonder if I get the vibe that the first episode was like a pilot.
Yeah, probably.
And then they had a bit of a break and then came back and possibly decided they wanted to do something different with that storyline. Because it doesn't, I don't necessarily know what they were doing making the date go horribly just to have her change her mind after. But it does kind of go with Karen's character because she is really flighty, especially around men. She's very, like, on and off. So it could just be something that's, like, for her.
Yeah.
But her and Billy end up getting back together, but then Billy and Caleb also have all this chemistry, and they all kind of start this, like, three-way relationship, which I really enjoy, especially because it's so, like, messy. And I don't know. There's also something just, like, so LA about everyone. Like, it feels like everyone's having very strong emotions, but there's not necessarily a through-line connection between all of the emotions, if that makes any sense. People are all over the place all the time. So, what did you think about that? Especially with you not liking Billy. You don't like Billy just because he whines a lot?
Yeah, I liked him more at the start. Uh-huh. I liked him less. By the final episode, I really didn't like him. Okay. I was like, go away forever.
Why?
He was just so annoying.
He was just being emotionally immature. But Karen was also being very emotionally immature.
Yeah, but she was making it funny.
Oh, okay. You didn't think he was making it funny?
She was funny. If you're going to be annoying funny, you have to be funny.
Okay.
He wasn't being funny. He was just being annoying. It's like those movies where you have, like, the kid that shows up and they're like, oh, I'm a darn kid. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is going to be bad. You have to do the darn kid thing very, very right. Mm. Or you are, like, it's just a very big fall. And he fell.
I just didn't find him annoying. Okay, well, what did you think about the three-way relationship thing that happened?
I think it was interesting, and I liked the storyline. Mm-hmm. I thought that was... The show is unapologetically queer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to exist in that space.
it's also queer, especially with that whole storyline. And, like, so Caleb thinks that Billy is, like, super straight. So he's, like, in love with him, but he's, like, doesn't matter, nothing's going to happen. But then the tension between him and Billy keeps building. But at the same time, he's talking to Benicio, and then Benicio's all like, oh, I want to be monogamous. And Caleb's like, sure, even though he definitely shouldn't be.
Although, I would also say they haven't even, like, been in person.
Yes, they have.
In years.
Not in years. He just left.
He just left?
Yeah.
Okay, I never understood these timelines. I don't like the timelines in the show, just because I never got them.
Okay.
Show seems... You seem to have gotten them fine.
Yeah. He left, like, semi-recently.
Okay. Well, disregard them.
Okay.
But isn't he supposed to be away for months?
I don't know. But that's not years.
Okay, fine. I get disregard all that then, I guess.
Okay.
I thought that was an interesting premise, like, to focus on if Caleb can contain his,
sluttiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, so when, it's really interesting, too, because when, Caleb and Billy, is his name Billy? I've been calling him Billy this whole time, that's not his name.
Billy.
Okay. When him and Billy hook up for the first time, Benicio calls them, and that's when we find out as the audience that they just hooked up, and then they're trying to be cool because Benicio just called and Caleb had just told him that he was going to be monogamous with him. And it's a lot. And then Karen finds out that they just hooked up when she just hooked up with Billy, and then everyone's talking about how they love each other. But Karen's also kind of mad at Caleb. And then I like that phone call where she's like, if you were a girl and you just hooked up with the guy who I just got together with, I'd be really mad at you. But, like, it's fine. But, like, it's obviously not fine. Anyway. It's so messy. But it's messy in a way that, like, queer relationships are often messy.
Yes.
But I also really like it because I think... One, the show keeps it very lighthearted even when it's being dramatic. But also... I think it's a thing that we've noticed, and I feel like we've talked about it before, but I think sometimes when straight people write gay characters, they're not entirely sure where the limits are and the boundaries are in terms of things like kill your gays and things like this that are big no-nos in the queer community and things that, like, hurt us. And I think sometimes they don't have... the history and the, like, deep understanding that you get just by being in the community, so they're not entirely sure where the lines are. And then often you get characters that are so perfect they're boring because they also don't want to do, like, oh, the gay villain. They don't want to, like, they don't want to cross the line. They don't know where the lines are, so you just get these perfect characters. And it's funny because I can see in queer communities then we sort of perpetuate, there's the idea of, like, queer rating and stuff that was very common, especially in this time, like when Caleb Gallo came out, and a lot of it was like, oh, well, we don't have queer characters, so we have to make them. And then I still kind of see that happening, and it's like we have more queer characters now, but a lot of the times they're just boring because they're not complex enough. And so I think especially the benefit you see in this having queer people making it, or at least what's his name? Brian? Making it. I don't know about the other people who were involved, but there's a lot of fearlessness with the actions of the characters in comparison to a lot of other things you see. Because there's that confidence in what you're speaking from, and there's that, like, knowledge of knowing, like, what's accurate and, like, what is gonna be received. You know what I mean? Which I think is part of what's, like, really freeing of seeing content from communities who understand, like, exactly the experience that they're talking about.
Yes. I was interested by this was 2016.
Yeah.
Which feels both very long, like, a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, it's just happened.
Yeah.
And part of that is just the whole U.S. political system uh-huh. is still riling yes. from that.
Especially and also COVID. What?
And also COVID.
Yeah.
So, it's very interesting to see. Honestly, what this reminded me of was kind of like a modern kind of cable style sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, it's going for that distinctive style of documentary realism without the talking wall.
Yeah.
Part. Like, that's not there. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's definitely going for, like, documentary reality TV style.
Why in do you terms say documentary?
I think that's because I was looking for the word reality TV style.
Oh, okay. What do you mean reality TV style? I don't read reality TV. You're talking about mockumentary.
Thank you.
I don't see mockumentary.
I see so much mockumentary.
How so?
It's just the style and the structure and the way they do it. The only thing they don't do is the talking heads. They don't do talking heads.
Okay.
But otherwise, I see this so much in the mockumentary style.
Okay.
Like, the way they use the camera, very intentionally not always having the best angles, like having shaky stuff, like they just got the camera there, they have to film now because the story's going without them.
I don't know if I see it that way. I think that's just a side effect of the low budget.
See, I think that they
you did think that was intentional?
I don't know if it was intentional. I think they realized that was going to be a side effect to low budget and they leaned in.
I'm not sure.
I am relatively sure.
Okay. But yeah, this is a really low budget show. As the story goes, they got somebody to they convinced somebody to back them, and then they made these 5 episodes.
Yes.
Which is really impressive. I also really enjoy things like this, which are sort of, it feels very much like actors making their own thing, like doing a story that they want to tell, especially when you have, it's very like, I mean, it goes into that classic, like, stories about Hollywood. Yes. But you have sort of allusions to the type of roles in the show itself that are, like, very silly things that you have to go for because, you know, you need money.
Yes.
So I also just love the vibe of, like, we came together and we made this.
Yes, you would. You do seem to like that style.
I do. I will say one of the things that I don't like that I think is, like, a side effect of the budget is I really don't like the title credits. When they, like, it's like the letters coming on screen and they're, like, weirdly silver. I don't really necessarily even feel like it's emblematic of the vibe of the show.
I didn't think about the credits once.
You didn't think about the credits once?
Nope.
What do you mean?
I mean the
exact That's exactly sense. The type of thing you normally think about.
But I didn't think about it once.
Well, what do you think about now that I bring it up?
I have no opinions to think of because I didn't think about it. I thought about it so little that I don't know what the credits look like.
Okay.
Even when you describe them.
Well, so, I
guess that means they weren't very good credits. Like, they weren't memorable. I don't need my credits to be memorable.
Functionally, also really enjoy the length of the episodes. Yes. I love 20, 30-minute episodes.
The show was best at 15.
And,
the 20, 30-minute ones at the early.
Those don't exist.
The 20-minute ones at the start?
There's not 20-minute ones.
There They're 20 is. Minutes?
Oh,
the
okay.
first episode was like 23 minutes. It was too long.
I don't think so.
For this show.
I really like the concise filmmaking.
Could have been concise with the first
TV,
episode.
TV episode storytelling. That's better. Because it's not really, it's a mini series, really, functionally.
Yes. Although, they could have done a season 2.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know financially if they could have, but.
They could have, yeah. I can see it.
It kind of felt like a project that they just did to do.
Yeah.
Like, to put a thing on their resume. It's interesting, because a lot of these people do actually still work. Like, do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to give a special shout-out to the girl whose name I don't know.
Karen? But she,
no. The girl who has the big rich house.
His sister.
Is that the sister?
Yeah.
Okay, the sister character was the funniest guest star.
Really?
I really liked her. I thought she was very funny. I thought it was a good, silly subplot.
She's a good actress.
She is. She was really good at playing the absurdist.
Yeah. So, before we ever watched this show, and I don't know if you remember this, but with our old roommate, Hannah, I showed you a clip of the show. Uh-huh. Do you remember this?
I do not.
So, we were talking about, we found out that you'd never seen it. And then we were like, oh my god, you have to see it. Then we were like, okay, we'll show you a clip. And then your reaction was, what the fuck is happening? And we were like, okay, you don't get it. And so then you never watched it.
Well, what clip did you show?
The iconic famous clip. Which I think is at the beginning of episode 4. Possibly episode 3. Where Caleb and Freckle are in the cab on their way to get to Benicio. And Freckles tells us the story of their night.
Yeah, that was not a good clip to start.
Yes, it is. It's no. The most famous clip.
Oh, yeah, it's
probably... A very widespread meme has come from that clip.
What meme?
Sometimes things that are expensive are worse. You've never seen that in your life?
No.
It's a very famous meme.
Okay, I believe you.
That clip is famous.
I believe you that clip is famous. Okay. I'm just saying, this sounds like something that... This sounds like Past Luke couldn't have got it because he wasn't in the show.
But you don't need to be in the show. That's the thing. It's so funny and it's so concise and it's such a little thing that you don't need
Here's the context the thing of the show. About Freckle for me.
Okay.
I needed to warm up to Freckle because Freckle was a lot. Okay. So having my tiny doses of Freckle throughout the show uh-huh. allowed me a bigger dose of Freckle by the time we got there.
Yeah.
Because I got Freckle.
Yeah.
I didn't get Freckle. At that moment in time, I believe.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I just thought this was a really weird thing.
Well, what do you think about the clip now? Because that's definitely the most famous clip of the whole show.
I like the line.
Okay, but what about the whole thing?
Funny. It's a funny set. It's a funny scene.
Did you find it stood out to you from the rest of the show?
I guess. I don't know. Nothing like stood out in the way that I think you're thinking of. But I think it was probably a better moment of the show. And it'll last longer. Sometimes things that are expensive are worse. Was uh-huh. that the saying?
Yeah.
I like the saying.
Yeah. I love how they edit that together. It's a lot more... The whole show's fast-paced. This in particular is very fast-paced. We've got the background music. We don't often have background music. And this isn't, like, when we do have music, it's often famous songs. This is just background
music. I do not believe for a second they paid for. I don't know. Some of these are, like, actual hits that I mean, you would have to pay money for that.
I mean, I guess if it's on YouTube, then just, like, the episode would probably get claimed or something. So maybe they just, like, accepted that. I don't know. Anyway. It's got the background music. It's got Freckle doing a voiceover and replacing the words to everyone in the scene until we get to the sometimes things that are expensive are worse, when then it's like live action. It's all just really well done. And I think it does a good job of also when they're in the cab and Freckles like, do you want me to tell you about my night? And then Caleb says in such a weird way, which he never says at any other time in the show, tell me all about it. Like, for no reason. He just says it weird. I just think it's great.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
And then I also want to talk about the advisor meeting in the first episode.
Okay.
Where are your advisors? So weird.
Okay.
You said that you knew one of them. The actresses.
I think I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's nice to see people in this that have, like, gone into other things. And I just also think it's funny, like, because then they have this, like, throuple. What is it? Lesbian-centric, non-sexual throuple or something that they call it. Even though it is kind of sexual. With the young bear, and he's really cute but also very sexual. What do you mean, huh? You were there.
I know. I didn't have much of a reaction to that scene.
You didn't?
I don't think I did.
Okay. Who's your favorite character? Freckle. You already said that.
I do. Like, I think at the end of the series I got the most out of Freckle, but in terms of consistency and who I want to see the most, it's Caleb.
I think that's also, like, something that's impressive from this, especially Like, I feel like I know who Caleb is as a person. You know what I mean? I also feel like I know who Karen is, and I know who Freckle is. I also know who Lenjamin is. Lenjamin's, like, not a particularly likable character, but, like, he's you know who he is. You know what I mean? He's like a business actor man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get the vibe.
Yes.
And I think, like, while this is kind of, I guess it's, like, a low bar in some aspects, I think there's a lot of shows or other, like, media and content you can see where you don't feel like you understand the character. And understanding these characters, especially because the show is so chaotic, I think is, like, really important to, like, keeping track of what's going on.
Yes, I would agree.
So, okay, we talked about the first few episodes, which mostly revolve around the Caleb, Karen, and Billy love triangle that's getting made. When Benicio comes to town to visit, Caleb kind of stops being super romantic with Billy. So it turns more just into Billy and Karen. But then Karen is trying to leave Billy all of a sudden because she has a romantic person coming in from out of town. And then Billy is very sad, which I think is where he gets whiny for you and you get annoyed. But when Benicio comes in, we also have him and Caleb kind of like struggling with being monogamous, mostly Caleb because he's not being very communicative about how he like isn't good at that, obviously, which we have gathered by this point. And then the whole series ends with a surprise wedding, which is very cute, but yes, also like not super advisable. Like Caleb and Benicio, while they seem like they love each other, as we've seen up until this point, have very poor communication. And then, now they're getting married. And then, in the last episode, after the wedding, Billy comes in, all sad. He's arguably in love with Caleb, which is causing some problem. He's in love
I think he's just confused.
I think he is just confused. Because he says he's in love with Karen, but also as Karen says to him at one point, you don't even really know me. Like, they've just started sleeping together. They haven't even really said that they're dating. So, anyway, Billy is just, like, a mess. And he comes in and he's all, like, you know, he, like, outs the fact that Caleb was sucking his dick that one time. And this is, like, they have just gotten married, and then yes, now everyone's in here and everyone's yelling. And I did, this was actually really interesting because Lenjamin has his big scene, kind of in show. Like, he's been around, but he's not as central as Caleb, Billy, or Karen, right?
Yes.
And he's the one who's really controlling the scene because, like, everyone's kind of slowly coming in, and then he has like a big thing about how like they all love each other and it's fine. And then Benicio and Caleb kind of, like, make up. And Benicio says that, you know, he wants to love him, however, like, flawed he is or whatever. Which, again, just feels very, like, I don't know. It really goes with the whole vibe of the show. And it's really sweet, even though it's kind of one of those things where it's, like, who knows what's going to happen long term. But it's, like, it's a good way to make the end feel like an ending, too.
Final episode. First thing.
Yeah.
The wedding dress that the guy wears.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It kind of reminded me of, like, if you wore a wedding dress, uh-huh, but, like, mixed with Princess Diana.
Well, yeah, it's a big 80s wedding dress.
Yes, but it's a you-style wedding dress, but mixed with Princess Diana.
Okay.
Second thing. The wedding scene was cute.
Yeah.
I know they didn't have much of a budget,
uh-huh,
but they could have used their extras better.
Okay.
They didn't fill the seats very well.
Mm.
They had a lot of people standing, I think. It was odd.
They did have people standing, you're right.
It was odd.
I didn't really notice that, but I believe you.
I didn't like it. Third, the scene where Billy?
Yeah.
Billy outs Caleb. That's a bit of a enjoy sex person.
Uh-huh.
To what's his face?
Yeah, I want to make it clear, when I've said slut earlier, it's affectionately. Go on.
Yeah, that was the scene where I was like, I don't like Billy anymore. Mm-hmm. That was the moment, which was like a bad moment because the show was ending. And I was like, I don't like you. And then they like were trying to make everyone wrap up. And I was like, don't include Billy. Just at the end of the hug, be like, not you, Billy, get out.
Why? Why are you so mad about this?
I just didn't like Billy, and he wasn't doing fun things. He was doing annoying things.
Okay. Because that was a shitty thing for Caleb to have done.
Yeah, but I'm just mad at Billy.
Okay. I think, you know, someone had to instigate drama for everything to come together. This is the big thing where everything comes out, right? And it makes the most sense for it to be him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I did like the monologue. It was really well done.
Yeah.
It was very
well acted. Surprisingly well done, especially, like, having Lenjamin do it was random, but it felt like it made sense. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It actually made it feel like they knew Lenjamin way more than we did.
Yeah.
Which is true, but it's, like, nice. It's impressive when a piece of media can, like, communicate that to you.
Yes. It was very well done. The hug was cute. And then they did the dance after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm.
I think it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was a good way to end it.
Yeah.
Except for Billy being there, but that's fine. That's just something I'll have to live with. But, yeah.
I thought that... So I kind of had to twist your arm to get you to watch this. And I thought that you were hating the first two episodes. Was that true? When was it that it turned over?
I just don't like this style of program.
Uh-huh.
So it took me a while to realize that this is still good. So probably episode 3. Okay. I was like, okay, this is good. I just don't like it.
What?
I still don't like it.
Can you communicate what you don't like about, like, YouTube miniseries, or is it not something that you can even identify?
See, to me, that's just not what YouTube is. This is, you know, the thing.
It's where another thing. Hold on. Okay.
I have an analogy.
Okay.
You know the thing that, like, social medias do, where they're really good at one thing, and then everyone's like, "Wow, you're great at this one thing."
Yeah.
And then, social media is like, no, I'm this thing now.
Yeah.
And they're not good at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? You were great at this other thing. And then they're like, how dare you? I'm not that thing.
Yeah.
This reminds me of YouTube TV.
Why?
YouTube's TV era. I think
that's a bad analogy, though. Because this is small-time creators using the platform to, like, to show people their work. Yeah, like, it allows small artists to, like, show people stuff. And I think that's different.
Stop trying to shame me for not liking this format. No, I'm just saying,
I think that's different than YouTube trying to force itself to be
TV. I know there's a logical difference that this was independent people doing this. But the end result still felt the same to me.
Okay.
Which is, this doesn't feel any different to me than when YouTube made all their big creators make them a bunch of TV shows.
Okay.
That you had to pay for.
That's too bad.
And I am aware that there's, like, a production behind the scene difference, but the end product feels the same for me.
It doesn't feel the same for me.
So.
I think YouTube miniseries are fun.
I'm really glad that you do. I would love to join you one day, but that is not today.
Yes, it is. You just said you liked it.
I'm never watching this again.
Okay.
I will never watch this again. I will never plan to watch this again, I don't think. Overall, I don't like the format, but I like the style of the show.
Uh-huh.
Or I like the show in spite of the style.
Mm-hmm.
The content's good, it's well written, it's really well acted. And I think if you could like the format, you'll like the show.
Especially for miniseries, I find sometimes the acting can be one of the drawbacks. But the acting is really good in this one.
It is good acting.
Yeah.
Watch it if you want to watch it. I think I will give it a thumbs up approval.
I thought you were going to give it an out of 10 rating, and I was like, we've never done that before. And I don't want to do it now because it stresses me out.
So out of 10, we're going to... No, I can't. I don't like those types of rating. So yeah, go watch it. It's good. And That concludes today's episode of Friends at Film Camp. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll catch you next time at the campfire.